Blog Talk Radio.
When I remember your goodness, consistency towards me, how can I repay you? Appreciate and show my gratitude. There aren't just enough words to this. Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever sings. Oh, oh, oh. to describe your magnitude. You are endless, Lord, you are endless. Though my song is incomplete, yet my heart forever speaks.
Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to your name.
beautiful to behold. Lord, I love to love you. I love to be where you are. In your presence, I am free.
So
life captivated my soul. You make my whole world so beautiful. You have captured my heart, captivated my soul. You make my whole world so beautiful. My heart captivated my soul. You make my whole world so beautiful. You have captured my heart, captivated my soul. You make my world so beautiful, yeah.
You have captured my heart.
are new every morning. His love is new every morning. He gives us day by day our daily bread. And every day of our life, we've got something new to say about Jesus. Because he never appears the same way all the time. Hallelujah. And it's so great when you know him. And it's so great to know a man that will be with you anytime, through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him, and he's right there. That's why I love to sing about him, and I love to shout about him. I just want to tell you, this is my story. This is my home. I'm praising my Savior. I praise him all the day long. Yes, yes. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be unto you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We bless you and honor you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and mighty move in our lives. And over this I am that I am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, release your power and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways and our hearts. Release your glory in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of Almighty God descend upon us as a dove of lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. We drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We dedicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus Christ and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayers be a global altar of prayers for every tongue, every nation, every tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for an open heaven. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from and to your holy throne room, enforcing your grace, your love, and beginnings in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Once again, I want to say good morning to each and every one of you joining us this morning. I am Apostle Marco Burra-Boyu from I Am That I Am Bread Tabernacle Ministries. This morning is a very special supplemental part of the anniversary, hallelujah, as we celebrate the anniversary. We've been celebrating the 8th anniversary, new wine, new skins, hallelujah. Last night we had a remarkable preacher, a speaker, Apostle Rose Brown, and we had quite a great time in the presence of the Lord. This evening we're going to have Pastor Milton Wright from Liberia. That's my cousin, first cousin, hallelujah. And so we bless that. We're going to have a great time this evening. This morning, I'm just going to bring up on one or two points to prepare everyone for this evening. And this is a part of the I Am Ministry 8th anniversary. This morning, I invited one or two guests, friends, to come on and listen to what the Spirit of the Lord placed in my heart this morning to speak to the body of Christ. First of all, I want to give honor to who honor is due. This ministry would not have made it 8 years. First of all, honor is due to Jesus Christ, who is the founder of the ministry. I've never said for who created the ministry, who everything is from him. I'm only the caretaker. Hallelujah. I'm only the caretaker. It was something that was established before the foundation of the earth. It was in God's plans. God made me the caretaker. So I'm not the founder. I'm not anything but a caretaker of this ministry in the name of Jesus. But most importantly, you cannot do a ministry by yourself. Amen. We cannot do a ministry by yourself. No. You have to minister means people. You have to interact. You have to do the things that the Lord has called you to do and the blueprint and print and everything else. So therefore, what am I saying is that we have people that have been with us straight through, and we're talking about intercessors, hallelujah, on the prayer line. Intercessors that constantly pray. In fact, I mean, they are the pillars. They are one of the pillars of the ministry that going. Hallelujah. And I just want to say to tell each and every one of them, thank you for being just a pillar. I mean, and they pray all the time. Their prayer lines are running. They're in the seating. We have Pastor Young, hallelujah, and we have Mother Summerfield. We bless God for her, hallelujah. We have Mother Brooks. Oh my gosh, she's been with us straight through. We praise God. We have Sister Nair. We praise God. Mary Emma. We praise God. Allison. And Fatmata, she's been with us, Deaconess Fatmata, the other Fatmata, and we have Minister Jackie. We praise God for her. There are some that have been with us, but the mothers, I want to emphasize the mothers, and Mama Cole, and the mothers, they keep the Mother Summerfield, hallelujah, Pastor Young. And hallelujah, and we which Mother Brooks, I mean, told, if I forgot your name, please forgive me, but I don't think I forgot anybody's name. Hallelujah, that you've been, I mean, diligent. Mary Emma just joined us, but she just took it off. Hallelujah. And we're so grateful. And since then, I mean, we're just grateful. Tina, we're grateful. Hallelujah. We have and financial backers too. Hallelujah. I cannot go out mentioning my daughter. She's always paying her tithes or offering, and praise God for that financially. She backs the ministry. I want to thank God for her. Hallelujah. My family members, my sister. Praise God for each and every one, hallelujah, that has been a part of the ministry. Of course, my husband, who is right beside me 24/7, we pray together and have come beside me for the vision that the Lord has given us. We have people in Liberia. We bless God for them in the name of Jesus. And we're just so grateful, so grateful. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Apostle George Akanulu, we bless God for him in the name of Jesus. Apostle Timonte Edwards, we bless God for him. I have some great, remarkable men and women of God. Apostle Cynthia Agboye, we want to bless God for her in the name of Jesus. We are blessed. My spiritual mother, who first saw the anointing on my life, Apostle Mary Essenacher, hallelujah, we bless God for her, my God. And so we're just grateful. Even those who left, we bless God for them, hallelujah, amen. They left the ministry, but they're in the kingdom of God. And that's a blessing, because they're still carrying the torches. They're still doing what God has called them to do. Hallelujah. So we bless God for all the support, all the love. And we just want to say that we are thankful. We are grateful. Hallelujah, Pastor. Apostle Jonathan Williams, he's been with us throughout. Hallelujah, the project in Liberia. We have people that started or moving on the project in Liberia. We want to say thank you. Hallelujah, we bless God. Hopefully, we should be breaking ground next year. And we're looking forward to starting the building in Liberia next year. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I bless God for my late mother, who gave me all the property to do this. I praise God for that. Thank God for everyone, my children, everyone, grandchildren, everybody. I just want you all to know this morning, if I forgot your name, please forgive me. But I just want you to know from the bottom of my heart, especially the mothers, Mama Cole, Mama Summerfield, Pastor Young, Mariama, Fatmata, Miss Kamara, hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us continue in prayer. Our Father and our God, we bless you. We extol you, our King and God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thank you for you are always faithful. And thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit, who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and love you. Take complete control of this devotion in every single detail of our lives. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not bring glory and honor to your name. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and cleanses unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus' atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio block, over our families, our homes, and ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus in every era of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus be better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Thank you, Lord, that you are a wall of fire around us and a glory within, according to Zechariah 2:5. We thank you for your holy angels ministering to us, protecting us, and enforcing your grace, your love, and feelings in our lives. Thank you for open heavens. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you for souls being saved. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for restoration taking place, even as we pray. We bless you and we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. There is no one like Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us worship him.
I don't have much, but I really want to give a gift to you. I've been wanting you to know that I love you so much. I want to give to you. There's so much I've been wanting to say, but words cannot convey all that I feel inside. Now my heart's an open book. Come close and take a look. I wanna give to you. Oh Lord,
I give
you praise. This is the gift I choose.
This is my gift. I give to you. Yes!
yes to your ways. Yes, Lord. I don't care where you are right now. You just need to stop just for a few minutes and say thank you, Jesus. Just stop. Hallelujah. He's been good to you. Every time I get up in the morning, I stand on my feet, I say, thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor. On my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus.
Let your word come forth, O God.
Let your word, let your children, let us receive what you're speaking to us. Oh, Father, we bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor this morning. Hallelujah, on this Sabbath day. In the name of Jesus. Lord, without you, we cannot do anything. So, Lord, we just say thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Entering. Anytime there's an entering, if you're entering into something, there has to be a door that has to be open, or a gate that has to be open, or a border. There has to be a mark. Amen. Because you cannot enter something without a door being there. There's something that stop you from entering in, or it was not the time of the season to enter in. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So as we look at the word enter, we coming into something new or new, and that new thing could be good and that new thing could be bad. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But when we're talking about entering, the Lord said in Isaiah 43, behold, I will do a new look. I will do a new thing. Apostle Rose preached about that, the desert, the wilderness, the barrenness, and everything. So when God said, I will even make a way in the desert. Hallelujah. So God is opening springs and different things in the desert. There's a new thing. He said, remember, not the former thing. So when we're looking at entering in, I just trying to connect both entering in anything that is new. We're talking, we got to, if I'm going to somewhere, I have to get ready. You have to get prepared to go somewhere. Right now, if I have to go to the store, I can just jump up and just go to the store with what I have on, just my house clothes. I have to get myself ready to go to the store, you know, get myself groomed and everything before I go into the store, wherever I'm going. If there's a party or whatever, church, we get ourselves ready. So when you look at the new wine, the skin has to be prepared. And many times we don't like that preparation of the skin. Okay, because let's look at what happens to the wineskin and what is this new wineskin. When Jesus speaks about this in the ancient time, what it is, they use the goat skin. And what they do, and of course, the goat got to be killed. You cannot use the goat skin without killing the goat. So use the goat skin, the goat has to be what? Killed. And when I look at this, I'm talking about the flesh, the human flesh. When I'm talking about carnal, your mind, the carnality of us, that flesh has to die to be able to enter into something new, the flesh. The Bible says you are a new creature in Christ. Hallelujah. And to be to walk with God, you got to, if anyone wants to be the son or daughter of God, you got to walk, Romans 8 now, by the Spirit of Almighty God and not the flesh. Amen? The Spirit and not the flesh. So the flesh has to die. And one of the things, the flesh is the one that puts us into a lot of trouble. Amen? We get into a lot of stuff because we follow the lust and the desires of the flesh. But the flesh has to die. Hallelujah. The flesh, the lust of the flesh, tangible stuff. Our flesh lust after things that will not last. Hallelujah. But the flesh has to die. So the goat is literally, the goat is killed. Hallelujah. And sometimes, no, we don't want that flesh to die. It's a painful process. That's what we call it, the wilderness time. It's not an easy thing to let your flesh die because your flesh being used to doing things, it's way, how it wants to. And when the flesh don't like to be disciplined, the flesh like to do what they want to do, say what we want to say, we all run away. So we got to go through that process. And the flesh has to die. Amen? We must, the process, the skin, the goat has to die. We need that skin of the goat. When the goat is dead, then you need the skin. Remove the flesh and the bones from the inside of the goat. They remove the flesh and the bones. Can you imagine? From the inside of the goat. Then after they remove the flesh and the bones from the inside of the goat, then they used to take their skin and put it over the fires, and they use a special wood, acacia wood. They put it over the fire of the, so you know we go through these different things in life, purification. The fire, after you, the flesh is out, then the skin is put in the fire. How many of us like that? The purification, the refiner's fire. You remember the brazen altar in the Old Testament where you take your sacrifice and you put it on the brazen altar. Hallelujah. That fire of and you go through that, those fires, because everything that is not of God is coming out, is being burned. Is it an easy process for you? No. Because if you've been, before you met Jesus, you've been lusting after the flesh, and sometimes you've been doing so many things that please the flesh. Now you gotta be, the flesh gotta be burned. And that's the wilderness period. That is the wilderness period, and we all run from it. We say, I don't think I can make it. I don't think I can make it. I don't want to be a part of this thing. When I was in the world, I didn't have this problem. Now, I got to go through this. And so we try to run away. Because the fire is intense. And it's intense. That skin got to be put over that fire. Holy Ama Sunday. Hallelujah. The reason I'm preaching was like this, because I think about me. I think about my different things I've been through. I remember when about 4 or 5 years ago, Apostle Simon came and it's the entering the new dimension of glory. And that was the theme. We entered this new dimension of glory. I was so happy there. Bump, 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 bump. And I was excited. That was the theme. Oh, glory. You just think you're coming to dance and have a good time knowing to enter that new dimension of glory, that's oh, you got to go through the valley experience. As you go through that glory, you got to go through that valley experience. You see, you got to be clean. The Bible said, be ye holy, for I am holy. You got to go through, every time you're going through something, another stage of that God is taking you to another level, there is a process. In the beginning, yeah, you have your program, you celebrate. We will have a program within this 8 year. We'll have a big celebration, probably, I don't know when, but within this year, we'll have something great before maybe springtime or something as the Holy Spirit leads. Yes, we'll dance, we'll celebrate. Hallelujah. So when I'm entering into a dimension of glory. There's a lot in that dimension. There's levels. The Lord kind of take you through some emotional stuff that he has to take that is will hinder you. The Lord will have to take you from some stuff that you can't just get into the glory with all the nastiness of the flesh. You know, we look at ourselves in the mirror and we think we're self-righteous. No, we're not. Because our righteousness is as filthy as rags. And so we go through some painful process. Oh, yes, that's it. You want to come high. When you want to go higher with God, if you desire to be with God, hallelujah, you got to be ready. Ready to go through some testing. How many of you that have been with the ministry that you see the last 4 years, it has been some shaking. Some people could not even make the shaking and they got off and they said, oh, this ministry is not for me. This ministry is not for me. They're shaking. It must be that apostle must be doing this A, B, C, D, E, F. I'm going through my stuff also because the leader even get it worse than you all get it. Because God, to whom much is given, more is required. So there's a shaking. And anytime there's a shaking, sometimes people will leave because they don't understand the workings of God. You know, the disciples, they ran away too when Jesus was on the cross. They had ran away. Some of them, not all. Peter denied Jesus. So, everybody scattered. Because Jesus was going through that. They didn't want to be identified. You see, when you're going through things, people do not want to be identified with you. Oh, no, they can't be identified when you're going through sorrows, trials, tribulations. No one want to be identified with you. They like to be identified with you. If they say Apostle Marco won millions of dollars, I'm just giving an example, everybody will want to be identified with you. When they know you're prosperous and they know you're successful. But when they know you got to go through that shaking, no, everybody runs. And not only do they run, they will say everything to mess up your character, your integrity. And that's okay because Jesus, people try to mess with his integrity. He said a whole bunch. But he who has meat wants to do his Father's will. So, you see, when I entered in, I thought it was going to be a great time. I actually thought it was going to be a great time. I thought I was going to have the ministry go. No, not knowing the glory of God. God said to Moses, take off your shoes. The place where you stand is holy. We're dealing with a holy God, and you think it's going to be a breeze? No. Because he's purifying us, he's getting us ready. So you know why? He takes you deeper into the desert. Deeper into the part of the desert that no one's been, where the scorpions, where all kinds of places. It takes you deep. But one thing I would say, and I can attest to that, he never leaves you. He never forsakes you. So the goat, the skin was tanned over the fires of the acacia roots. Then the opening was sewn shut. The neck of the goat was used for the sprout. The neck of the goat was used for the sprout. Then they took the unfermented grapes, the unfermented grape juice, and then they put it in the skin. Amen. The unfermented, and then the fermentation process began. Okay. The process began. Process, because you see, the, like I said, the skin has to be prepared. The children of Israel, when they were leaving Egypt, they had to be prepared. God told them to get a lamb, and we'll go over that. And they had to do certain things, requirements, to be ready to be prepared to leave Egypt and enter into the promised land. Before the children of Israel left the desert, the wilderness, and hallelujah, for Joshua to take them over, there was circumcision, different things had to take place. There's always a preparation. Before God came on Mount Sinai, and the people had to prepare themselves before they could approach the Lord. In fact, they were so fearful. Fearful, they had to prepare themselves. Amen? And let's go over the skin again. After the neck was sewn and shut, the fermentation process began. They took the unfermented grape juice and they poured it in. Amen? Only a new wine skin will have the capacity to stretch, because as the fermentation is going on, it stretches the skin. Let me tell you, aren't we stretched? As the Lord is working in and out of us, the skin stretches. It has the process of fermentation. There's a stretching. And it will not break until the process was finished, because there's a new wine skin. You can research about this, take your time, and search it. You will see it is the truth. But if the new wine was put in the old skin, what will happen? It will spill. Both the wine and the skin would be lost. You can't bring your old ways. The things we used to do, we can't do it anymore in the body of Christ. We'll be lost souls. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So, new wine, new skin, but there's a process. As you enter in, there's a process. You got to be right there attire, right there dress, right there. Everything takes a process. The problem is we do not like process. The fire, preparing the skin, the killing of the goat, killing the flesh, taking those bones and flesh out, getting the skin prepared, putting it over the fire. Just sewing the neck when they pour the wine, that neck will represent getting your mind. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Because when something is sewn in, it becomes a part of that thing. So you getting that mindset. Because why are you getting it? Because you're reading your Bible. The Bible, God told Joshua, meditate on the word daily. God spoke so many times. So Joshua, Moses had to prepare. to receive the Ten Commandments. Moses had to prepare to go into the presence of the Lord. Moses had to, you just don't go like that. You just, we run from the process or we run back. It's too hard. It's difficult. But what we need to do is to say, Lord, I surrender. And this is why I want to honor the mothers. Because they're stuck. They've been with me for years. And what? They're stuck through their trials, through their tribulations. They never left. Faithful unto the Lord. Faithful unto the call of God upon my life. I could never repay them. It's God who will repay them, the mothers and the members. It's God who does that, because there, many people ran. Many people left when the shaking came. But these mothers, Tikkanes, Fatmata, hallelujah, the two Fatmatas. In fact, they've been with me through Mother Brooks. I mean, everyone, Sister Nia, with everyone, and Mary Emma Kingwell were going through the process, and she jumped right in. She could have said, I don't want to be this, but thing look like, let me run away. She had a choice to do any other thing, but she chose to be with us and take the lead. And like God brought her when He knew we were getting weary and tired. He said, okay, I got someone else to come and spark you up. Get weary and tired. But you see, that's why I told you the Lord will never leave you or forsake you, because He will bring someone. And He brought His servant, His daughter. Oh, when we went through our weary stage, He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. God is faithful. Yes, the preparation of the skin is not easy. Grace. We make it because of His love. It was hard for Jesus on that cross. Do you know what happened to His skin? Do you see what happened to His skin? He was whipped, that skin, to prepare that skin. Whipped, bruised. Whipped and bruised, that skin was whipped. That skin was bruised. Nails went into His hands, His feet. He said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Demas, to save us. And guess what happened? That wine came out when they pierced His side. The blood and the water came out. And then He came out before and came up on the cross. Hallelujah. Took Him off the cross after He said, it is finished. Prepared the body. Laid it in the tomb. After they washed the body, prepared it, put it in the tomb. They had not even brought the spices yet. So they wrapped the body in linen. The spices wasn't brought in yet, because when the women came that following morning, they came to put the spices on the body to preserve the body. And they saw an empty tomb. Jesus took all that mess up, that linen, that wrapped up stuff, loose, put it down, And he put on the robe of righteousness, the crown of glory, and his name is above all names. I want to encourage someone, including myself, the Lord will always be with us. Lord, will help us through the process because of his grace. Don't be discouraged. It might be weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. Preparation of the skin is, yes, is a lot. But you will come up as fine as gold. They refine as fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why, God is holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Father, this morning we just thank you for this word. We bless you, Jesus. As I have spoken this word to your children, the process of the wineskin, the preparation to enter in. Father, all we can say this morning, thank you. Thank you for taking us through the process. Thank you. We bless your name. And so, Father, I pray for all those that are here this morning. I ask you to bless them in a special way. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, and we give you the glory. We give you the honor, Jesus. Father God, we bless your name, praise you. Father, we worship you. Father, we glorify your holy, holy name. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. You are worthy of the honor. Father God, we release the Sabbath day blessings upon each and every one. A double portion in the name of Jesus. We pray over the Sabbath offering in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We give you glory, O God. Father God, even the communion, we'll take the communion at another time. We ask you to breathe on it, bless it, as everyone prepare their hearts to receive the communion. Maybe we've been complaining while we're going to the valley. Let's ask God for mercy. Get ourselves prepared before we take the Holy Communion, the new wine. In the name of Jesus, I will suggest each of you please buy a bottle of juice, not water. This time you need to buy a bottle of grape juice and get yourself some crackers. Get it prepared so we can pray over it this evening. And we'll take it at 7 this evening together. Touch me, O Lord, and know my heart. So I give you time to go to the store or ask someone to get a brand new bottle, just a bottle of juice, grape juice. Do not get water. We're talking grape juice and some crackers or some bread. Amen. As we take this, there will be so much that the Lord will do within our bodies. Amen, in the name of Jesus. This morning is a very special morning. I've prayed over your offering, your seed. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God. We praise God. May the Lord breathe over your offering, blessing in the name of Jesus. I know the Lord has spoken to one or two persons, including myself, and we bless God for his word concerning offering. And I'm not going to say it. It's up to you. But I know what the Lord spoke to me, and I'm going to do exactly what he spoke to me for this 8-year anniversary, and I've already started. Hallelujah. So we bless God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Anyone have anything to say before we close? Press 1 on the keypad. If not, I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am and that I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. God bless you. And thank you for joining us this morning. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. Oh yes, it was there by faith I received my life, and now I am happy. Somebody know what I'm talking about? At the cross. Jesus, he's all.